Wimbledon, the most important tennis tournament in the world, begins its two-week run today with Venus Williams looking for a third straight title, and neither of last year's men's finalists anywhere to be found. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Where are the men?
Well, unfortunately, both Goran Ivanišević, who won the event last year, and Patrick Rafter, the runner-up, are both injured. Rafter has had shoulder problems for years and has decided to take a year off and see if he can play tennis again. And Ivanišević, who's had shoulder and elbow problems, finally decided in May that he just couldn't play. He couldn't serve and had surgery. So neither one of them is there. And that's really a shame, particularly in the case of Ivanišević, because it took him so long to win a Wimbledon title. He lost the final three times before he finally won it. It was such a popular victory, and it would have been neat to see him walk on court Monday for that traditional men's champions first match. But sadly, he won't be there for it.
Maybe a homeboy will win it this year.
I wouldn't bet the ranch on that. But as usual, Tim Henman is seeded high. He's the fourth seed. He's been in the semis before. He lost a very close match last year in the semis to Ivanišević, a five-setter, had chances to win. But, you know, the old saying at Wimbledon is the only British man guaranteed to get inside the gates is the statue of Fred Perry. At least things have improved now to the point where Henman is a legitimate contender. For years, the only British men who got in were wild cards who were given spots in the draw by the Wimbledon committee, even though they weren't ranked high enough to get in.
And which Williams sister do you pick to win?
I think it's probably Venus's turn. Serena won the final in France after her mother had declared before the match, it's Serena's turn, because Venus had four Grand Slam titles to Serena's one. The fact that they both got to the final in Paris on red clay, their weakest surface, is not a good sign for the rest of the women, because Venus has already been dominant on the grass, winning Wimbledon the last 2 years and winning the U.S. Open. And now with the two of them adapting their game to the slower surface too, it's going to be hard to beat either one of them. And they are seeded to meet in the final should they both get through.
Wimbledon is the only major championship still played on grass. And I like that, don't you?
I love it. A lot of people think it's an anachronism, but I think the anachronisms are what make Wimbledon unique. The fact that it is played on grass when that's been given up all around the world. The smallness of the stadium. They've never expanded it to try to make more money. You don't see any corporate signage around the center court at Wimbledon. And all the traditions that make Wimbledon unique remain in place year after year. There are very few things in sports that we can depend on anymore as being what they used to be. Wimbledon, you know what you're going to see every year. And I think that's why people still flock to watch it, even at a time when tennis has dropped so in popularity.
You wonder what's more important there, tradition or tennis?
That's a good question. And I would say tradition, and here's why. There's been a lot of talk with all the rain through the years that they should build a roof like they have in Australia, so that when it rains, they can at least play on center court and maybe court number one. And the Wimbledon committee has just said, no, we're not going to do that. We will put up with the rain, because in a way, rain is a Wimbledon tradition too.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.